Well, good Thursday morning, everyone. It's the 16th of January, my granddaughter's birthday. And the message today is titled, Walking in the Spirit is the Sweet Spot. So far, we've learned a lot about the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised that after he left, it would be better for his disciples, because then the Father would send to them the Holy Spirit, and he would not only be with them, but better yet, he would be in them, and, oh, by the way, in them forever. He would guide them in what they were to say. He would empower them to be his witnesses. He would help them to remember what he had taught them, and that would just be for starters. The purpose of the Spirit on those disciples was to give them the power to be his witnesses and to begin to spread the gospel all over the world. He gave them power to speak in tongues, to do miracles, and when they preached this gospel, people believed in Christ and were saved. So in the beginning of the birth and growth of this new church, the power of the Spirit was essential. Here were 120 disciples and followers of Jesus hiding in some place in Jerusalem in fear of the Jews, but on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came upon them, and they experienced a power and a boldness unlike anything they had experienced before. And Peter comes down and goes out into the crowd, and he preaches his very first sermon to these strangers who were in Jerusalem celebrating Pentecost, and 3,000 of them were pierced to their hearts and cried out, "What must we do to be saved?" They believed, and if they were baptized in the Jordan River, and the 12 apostles were all involved, well, they would have to walk 21 miles to the east, and each apostle would have to baptize 250 people. I don't know, perhaps they used the Pool of Bethesda, but I digress. They were baptized. As the Spirit empowered the disciples, he also led them to take the message of salvation in Christ from Jerusalem to all of Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's what they did. They healed the sick, they cast out demons, they did miracles, authenticating that they were the disciples of Jesus. And it was an incredible time where the power of the Spirit was using them, bringing light, the light of the gospel, into the darkness of the world. However, like in so many areas of life where there is this great sudden increase in quantity, there also needs to be quality control. The work of the Spirit was not just for spreading the gospel out into the world, but his work was also to literally bring change inside the hearts and minds of those who trust in Christ. Not only the powerful miracle of taking people who were dead in sin and causing them to be born again and alive in Christ, born again creations, but also giving them power and light shining into the darkest recesses of their own sins. The Holy Spirit was not only given to help the disciples pierce the darkness in the world with the light of the gospel, but to transform the hearts and minds of all believers and giving them the power to walk in the light. You see, a person can receive Christ, be born again by the Spirit, adopted by God the Father, sealed with the Holy Spirit, and yet still be struggling with sin, obviously. We are all in this battle with our flesh and this fallen world and the demonic powers. And if we're not doing what we need to do by the power of the Spirit, if we're not using the weapons God has given us to use, we can certainly be saved, yet still struggling with our sin. And when that sin is the highly addictive sin of pornography and sex, then the battle is going to be fierce. This is why it is imperative that we take a long and serious look at the battle we face every day. Every day, the enemy awaits to tempt us and lead us away from God. If he can get us to choose the things of the flesh, then the spirit inside of us is grieved. When we make the choice of offering the members of our bodies to sin instead of being instruments of righteousness, we are literally choosing death over life. And this is why we must, and I say it again, we must daily offer our bodies to God as living sacrifices. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and learn how to walk in the Spirit moment by moment every day. And the million-dollar question is, well, how do we walk in the Spirit? Paul is speaking about quality control when he's writing in Galatians 5. He gives us this amazing promise, quote, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh." All Christians sin because we give in to the desires of our flesh. And when someone has been looking at hardcore porn for years, if not decades, they have hardwired their brains to desire sex, create an ongoing expectation and anticipation for sex, and are basically on the hunt every day and throughout the day and the night. However, let us never forget that the Holy Spirit literally lives inside of our bodies. Our body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we have been indwelt and sealed with Him forever. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Our sins and our lawless deeds, well, He says He remembers no more. And when we get hit by a sniper shot from our enemy, or he bursts through the front door of our house with a shotgun, the Spirit is still right there with us. And do you see why we are commanded to be filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit? That must be the condition we set every day for our life, surrendering our body, our heart, our mind, and soul to Him and His controlling us. And then, as we're going through our day, to be walking in the power of the Spirit. So again, how do we do that? Walking in the Spirit is making the constant choice to saying no to our flesh and the temptations of this world, and to say yes to God and follow the Holy Spirit step by step. It is making a change in our course. It is taking the steps along with Him away from sin instead of closer to sin. It is literally stopping in our tracks and asking Him for His guidance and His direction, and then, most importantly, doing what He tells you to do, taking the escape that He has promised. So walking, the word in and of itself implies that there is movement. And this verb is telling us to be walking and to continuously be walking as the Spirit guides us through the day. And when you are able to be filled with the Spirit and walking every minute of your day with Him, you will find yourself hitting the sweet spot of the Christian life. I'm going to talk more about walking in the Spirit tomorrow, but until then, God bless you, my friends. be filled with and walk in the Spirit, put on the full armor of God every day, and stand strong in the strength of His might. God bless you. Take care. And we'll talk more tomorrow. Goodbye.